make like a tree and leave?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have leaves all over the place here soon. And Purple Frog Gardens co-owner Pam Gruy is with us. Hello, Pam.
Hello, how are you?
Good. So when those leaves leave, what should we do with them?
Well, you can leave them in your yard with a mulch mower, or you can rake them up around some of your perennials or your trees, around the trees, and you can compost them.
Now, how thick of a layer? Because, you know, you can have a mountain of leaves. Should they be spread at a certain thickness?
Yeah, I would say like 12 to 18 inches would be the maximum thickness that you would want.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know that a lot of people have too many leaves in their yard in town.
So what should we do if we have too many?
Well, the city of Whitefish brings their residents' leaves to our farm.
Oh.
Yeah, our market vegetable farm, that's just right outside of Whitefish.
Oh, yeah. So, but we can make our own mulch, too, with it, can't we? And we can make our own compost.
Yes, yes. And there's a lot of information out there on how to make your own compost. Citizens for a Better Flathead does a little bit of composting information. That Pat McGlynn from the County Extension also does some composting information. The Free the Seeds workshop, that's always in the spring at the community college. There's often people there that will talk about composting.
Okay, now is all compost created equal? Or is there...
I would say probably not. There's dirt-rich composting, which is a commercial operation over in Columbia Falls, and they use food scraps and from residential customers, as well as the larger biomass people can bring when they mow or when they rake their leaves.
Okay, like potato peels. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we use pretty much all of our food scraps. The general advice is to not use meat scraps, but larger commercial operations can handle the meat scraps.
Okay, settle this argument for us. Coffee grounds.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I would. Yes. All right.
Decaf or regular?
Well, I don't know. I'm not very much a fan of decaf, but
okay.
I need a little more energy.
So I guess what you're telling us, Pam, is that burning leaves is probably not the best idea.
No, and actually when we moved to this piece of land in 1991, and within a few years I recognized the soil fertility on our property was just not what we needed to enrich it. It was just rocky clay soil. So I called the city of Whitefish and asked them what they did with the leaves, and at the time they said that they burned them, and we just didn't like that. It adds to the air pollution, and they're just really a valuable resource. So the city started bringing them here, and they've been bringing them here since like 92 or 93.
Now, how much mulch do you have? I mean, that's got to be a lot of leaves.
Right. Well, as I said, we're a market vegetable farm, and so we ask a lot of our soil. You know, we produce hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food a year, and so we're constantly trying to enrich our soil. We also use cover crops to help, but the leaves are just a really nice mulch.
So you use them as a mulch, but you also create your own compost, right?
Yes, yes.
So the compost, do you mix that in with the soil or lay it on top?
We do some of each, just depending upon, like later on in the season, we'll side dress the plants so that the irrigation will drip down, drip those nutrients down. But early in the season, we just mix it in deeper.
And then you lay the mulch over the top of it in the wintertime, and by spring, it's decomposed as well.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. It really is amazing how much the land can digest. Another thing that we've used a lot of is cardboard. Our local Wright's furniture store will often bring us the big furniture sheets of cardboard, and we lay them down and then put the leaves on top of it. And then in the spring, both of those things are gone.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Robin's got a little problem with ponderosa pines on his property and leaves, not leaves, but needles.
The pine needles. I think they're very acidic.
Can you do anything with those?
The acidity of them is a little bit higher, and we don't put them in the garden per se, but we'll just, you know, the leaves come in a bag, in bags, so we can identify, oh, there's, you know, those are pine needles, and we'll just dump them in the roadways, in our garden, or in the footpaths. And the same with horse chestnuts. Horse chestnuts have, leaves have something in them that repels growth. Kind of like knapweed. When you see knapweed, it discourages everything around it from growing, except for knapweed. And the same with a horse chestnut. So we don't want that in the garden. We don't want anything that's going to inhibit growth. So again, we put those in the roadways, they just enhance the roadbed.
Now, I have lots and lots of grass clippings. Are those good for composting or...
Yeah, so the grass clippings are really high in nitrogen, and then the leaves are really high in carbon, and you need both of those things to make a good compost. So,
I was going to ask you, after composting, have you done soil testing to see what the benefits are?
We have not, because we have about 4 acres under cultivation, and each little section could have different... you know, this is where we dump the maple leaves or the apple leaves, and they just, it's just so different. The soil test wouldn't give a complete picture.
So back to the grass clippings again, because most of us have lots of those. Is there any concern with the weed and feed and the different fertilizers we put on our lawns?
Yeah, when we first started, like I said, our soil was such rocky clay. We let people bring grass clippings here, but we stopped that 2 decades ago because there's so much stuff that people spray on their yards. And we're not a certified organic farm, but we try our hardest to adhere to organic standards, and we just don't want that in our food or on our land.
All right. So there we go. Leaves the hashtag leave the leaves alone.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And then that one final note is the city, as I said, the leaves come in bags, and we destroy a lot of the bags and just send them to the landfill. But some of the bags, the thicker ones, we're able to rescue. And if anybody needs bags to put their leaves in this fall, they can contact us and we're happy to share.
All right. Purple Frog Gardens, Pam Gruig. Pam, thank you so much. You've answered a lot of our questions and inspired us to do something more with our leaves than just leave them.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot.